As we continue talking about mission, Becky, I want to ask you, what is your mission?
I shine to empower God's chosen.
Now, how did you arrive at that particular mission statement?
Good question. This has been a process. So to hone it down to just those six words probably has been 10 to 15 years. Mm-hmm. And when I was a little girl, I was always told, here comes Little Miss Sunshine. I've heard it all my life, everywhere I've gone. And, you know, to me, writing a mission statement, I felt, oh, that's arrogant to say I shine, because I really don't. It's God, and I wanted God to shine through me. But then the Lord really just nudged me. I made you that way. Mm. I want you to shine for me. And the same in the Bible verse in Matthew 5:16, it says, in the same way, let your light shine so that men may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. He said, Becky, you glorify me when you shine. And so when you shine me and my hope, my love, my goodness, my peace, my truth, then you're representing me. So I shine, and that is to empower God's chosen. And I used to say to encourage, because I'm an encourager. I like to encourage people. But the Lord said, no, I don't want you just to encourage people, because sometimes we encourage them to stay in the same place they've been. And I want them to be empowered because they're my chosen. When they are followers of me, I have chosen them. And I've looked through the scripture, and there's so many verses about I've chosen you. Mm-hmm. And he said, a lot of mine have been chosen, but they're not empowered. And around 8 or 10 years ago, the Lord had me up at 3 o'clock in the morning. He does that a lot. I think that's when he can get my attention the greatest. And he showed me this vision. It was a vision of Tarrant County, and there was these little tiny dim lights everywhere. And I'm looking at this, and the Lord said, I've strategically placed my followers in all domains in society, and they're not hearing me. And I want them to hear me. I want them to follow me, and they're not. And I want you to do something about it. And, you know, I woke up, I thought, what do I do? But the Lord has told me that's what I'm to do. I shine to empower God's chosen.
Mm-hmm. And if you go to Tarrant Baptist Association's section on YouTube, you can see a video that we just did mm-hmm. with a number of those community leaders that God started talking to you about a number of years ago. Yeah. Why don't you tell us about how that developed?
Yeah, that one, I mean, and this is so many multifaceted, but a little over a year ago, in one of my quiet times, the Lord just kind of impressed on me, I want you to be writing some of my leaders in Tarrant County. And it's not just the leaders that I'm normally, the ones I'm around, pastors and other leaders. No, I want you to write mayors. I want you to write chiefs of police. I want you to write superintendents of schools. So I have a list of 17 people the Lord gave me to write monthly. And I thought, well, who am I to write these leaders? I thought, Lord, are you sure? I mean, they don't know me. You know, is this going to be offensive, or they just throw it in the trash? But the Lord said, do it. So I just follow along, you know, just do what he says. And it's not just writing, you know, hey, thank you for being mayor of Arlington, or thank you for being mayor of Fort Worth. It's very specific. The Lord gives me specific things to say to them and to tell them that they're chosen by God and that he has plans for them. And there's usually a Bible verse in there, and they're different for each person. And I thought, Lord, I don't even know if they're your followers or not. But it's like, no, I chose them. They're there. So that's what I've been doing.
Yeah. And so we got together and we asked them a couple of questions. Mm-hmm. And we got some amazing things. And again, you can go to YouTube and look up Tarrant Baptist Association and see that video. It's worth watching.
Yeah.
And I encourage you to do the same kind of thing wherever you are. Get to know those key leaders and talk to them and find out what's going on in your community. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing, folks. Everywhere we go, there are four directors on our staff. There's Gary, there's Jay, there's me, and there's Becky. And the only one anybody ever wants to see is Becky. I mean, everywhere we go. And if she's not there, the one question we get is, where's Becky? It's not how are you, it's where's Becky? You really do shine. You really do all those things that you say is your mission. So, tell us more about how you live on mission.
Yeah, the basic thing of living on mission is just staying close to God. And, you know, every day brings opportunities, and it doesn't matter what it is. You know, I used to, probably 10 or 12 years ago, different things I would look at as a negative. But I really don't look at anything as a negative. Everything's a positive because God's put me there, and He's put me there for a reason. No matter, you know, if I'm at the doctor and he says, well, it looks like you've got some cancer here. I mean, and really for me, it was like, oh, good, I get to come back and talk to the doctors then some more. There's somebody else that God wants me to see. And that wouldn't have been that way years ago. But it's when I'm so close to the Lord, I see things different from His perspective. And it's like, it's an honor that I get to walk through this journey with God, because there's different people that I'm supposed to shine and empower.
Mm-hmm. So a couple of years ago, you did have a medical issue that came up. You were at the doctor and had to have some things go on. Tell us about some of the conversations that went on there. How were you living on mission then?
Because I thought, okay, Lord, there's somebody here. And I assumed it was the doctor. And I won't name his name, and because I wasn't sure if he was a believer or not. And I'd been going to him, of course, only once a year for the last 10 years. But we had conversation, and I kept kind of, I thought, okay, Lord, I'm here. I'm ready. You know, let Him start talking, because God always has people bring things out. And so he left out of the room, and his PA came in. And so, you know, I'm just kind of casually visiting with her. And she actually opens up and says, you know, I'm really worried because I'm going to be leaving here, and I'm in my clinicals, and I'm going to go to Waco next. And I'm going to have to be living in one of those extended stay motels. I won't have friends. I don't know what I'm going to do. And I said, well, are you a believer? Do you have a church? And she said, well, I've been involved in a church here, but I don't know any churches to go there. Well, we had a whole conversation. I got to connect her with church groups that wouldn't just meet on Sunday, because she couldn't do Sunday. She had to do another night. And I mean, we hugged, we prayed. I came back, got to pray with her again, since I had to keep going back to the doctor.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Yeah.
Now, you go see another doctor for another issue.
Yes.
And, you know, Becky's the minister of hugs. And so tell us about that doctor experience.
Oh, it's a chiropractor. I've had back surgery before, and I'm still a runner, so I have some issues. And
yeah, like running in the dark and falling and hurting yourself. Yeah.
Yes. I used to run outdoors at 5 a.m. And, you know, sometimes there's buckles in the street that, you know, how the road does different things. And my feet, I happen to get them, and I go flying. Never been to a chiropractor before. And Gary Kroll in our office went to this certain chiropractor, and he told me about him. You know, I thought, well, you know, I've had back surgery. I don't know about going to a chiropractor. But the Lord told me to go. I mean, I really felt the Lord tell me to go. I thought, okay, it's not about me and my back. It's about this chiropractor. Started going, and found out from him, because, you know, I tell stories and we talk, and found out from him that he was a believer, hadn't been a believer long. He grew up in Salt Lake City, had been a Mormon. Everybody in his family are Mormons. And he had actually been a Mormon missionary in Venezuela, which we'd had partnerships in Venezuela, so we had connection there. But nobody really discipled him. And I thought, okay, Lord, that's why I'm here. So he and I would have lots of conversations, and we still do. I'm still going. And found out, told him how I'd heard God, that God told me to come there. And he said, really? He said, I don't think I've ever heard God. How do you hear God? Of course, you know, I had to start teaching him how to hear God. And I said, you really want to hear Him? I said, I want you to read His word every day, but I want you to expect Him to talk to you. And so you have to acknowledge it's God. And then I want you to respond. I said, it's probably going to be something seems really strange. You're going to wonder where it came from, but I want you to pray every day. This is when I was going weekly. And I promised, I said, I'm going to pray every day for you. So I did. And I would text him. I had his little text. I'd text him saying, I'm praying for you. You know, stay close to the Lord. He's going to speak to you. And I thought, okay, Lord, you got to speak to him, because, you know, I've told him you're going to speak. So you got to talk to him. And so the next week I came back in. I barely got into his office. He said, Becky, you're not going to believe it. God talked to me. I said, He did. What did He say? He said, well, I'm building a new home, and my kids are going to have their own room, and the boys don't have to have the bunk bed. And I thought, I'm going to sell my bunk bed. But it was like something said to put it on Craigslist. And he said, Becky, I don't even know what Craigslist is. So I thought, that must have come from God, because Becky said it was going to be something really strange. Mm-hmm. So he said I had to look it up, how to do it, put it on Craigslist. I got 18 hits within the first hour, and I thought, what do I do? He said, so I prayed about it, and it was like God said, call the first one. So I did. I called, met this lady, and was putting the bunk bed into her truck, and the Lord told me to give it to her. She was pulling her wallet out, and he said, I want to give this to you. God told me to give it to you. He said, Becky, she started crying. She said she really didn't have the money anyway, and how that was such a blessing. He said, I cried all the way home. He said, I was so excited. He said, I want that all the time, to hear God.
Mm. So living on mission really does matter. Mm-hmm. It really does make a difference in people's lives, our lives and the lives of others. There's this overflow effect.
Yes.